CliffCentral.com.
Well, this brings us to my favorite part of a Monday. It's where we get to check in with our team shrink, and we get to hear from somebody who really can help us to just figure out what's actually going on in the world around us. It's called It's Going to Be Okay. Dr. Hanan Bushkin is with us. He's a renowned psychologist, head of the Anxiety and Trauma Clinic in Johannesburg. And we have an issue here from Po, and we will show a little video here of what's – I think we've got the video. Have we got the video with Mpo in it? I don't know. If we can't find the video, I'll just explain the story. But first of all, let's welcome Dr. Hanan. Hey, Dr. Hanan, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday.
Well, Mpo got in touch with us, Dr. Hanan. Let me just explain what happened here. We've got Mpo on the line. And by the way, that's obviously not her real name, but she's going to tell us in audio what the story is. And she's going to obviously ask for Dr. Hanan's advice on this too. So I'm going to put her on, and maybe you can help us with this, Dr. Hanan. This is not an issue that we are unfamiliar with on the show. We've discussed it before, but it's something that puts a huge amount of pressure on certain people in South Africa, particularly in the black community, where they feel they have this black tax. And I'm not going to say any more about it. Let me rather put Mpo on. Mpo, how are you? Mpo?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for coming to us with this. I'm interested to hear what Dr. Hanan has to say, but first of all, tell us what the issue is that you want to have us help you unpack.
Okay, so it ends up with a very specific point that I would like some assistance on, because I've thought about it by myself, but I seem to be running around the same questions with basically no answer to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that I have is in relations to growing up, like you say, as an African child, and you see the struggles at home, and you strive to, when I grow up and I become something better, mm. I would like to assist at home with 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm.
And those are one of your objectives that keeps you going as a person going through life. And then you get to a point where then you achieve your certain desires and you are financially able to fulfill that childhood ambition of being of help at home. So it's something that I do with pride. But as time goes by, the dynamics have changed where I will refer to one of the parents, because when I do help out, I have to send money to one of the parents. I can't send it to both of them at once. One of the parents is not happy with the arrangement, though they see that the money is being spent wisely doing home activities that benefit everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken it personal as if I've chosen sides. I've explained my rationale of why this certain parent I've used as a platform to help out at home. It's because two of the parents, one is more responsible and they basically honor my wishes, but it hasn't come down nice. So at the beginning of time, it used to be phone calls of, you know, one of the parents who's not happy, saying mean things. At first, I used to laugh about it and not take it to heart. Over the years, because I've been doing this for more than 13 years, it's become more aggressive. The attacks, I'll call them attacks, and they're quite manipulative and very raw and rough and not related to the person that I kind of assume I am as a person who's kind and generous and giving. So now, last December, I woke up with a range of voice notes that were just, I just could not handle the amount of violence that was in those voice notes. And then I tried to explain myself again, why am I doing what I'm doing and why am I doing it the way that I'm doing? But it has come to a point where I've said, if there's nothing good you want to say to me, it's fine. Let's limit our conversations, which I've tried to do over the years in order to sort of protect myself, because when that happens, it has a negative impact on me. I physically get sick because it's my parent and I love them and I would like to have a relationship with them, a good relationship, but it hasn't been the case. It's now more of a bare minimum relationship, where it's mostly, hi, how are you doing, once in a while, but I can't have a normal day-to-day conversation like I would have with my other parent, because if I do that, then it ends up being a fight.
Okay,
because of these unresolved issues.
So, Paul, I'm going to just let Dr. Hanan kind of give us the surface. He might have some more questions for you, but there's a lot to deal with here, and it sounds like a very ugly situation. So, Doc, over to you.
So, this sounds like a really common issue that a lot of kids that grow up into adults have with their parents. What happens when we grow up, our parents, our culture, society, religion, country impose certain rules on us. It tells us right from wrong, good from bad, good from evil. And it teaches us how to behave and what is appropriate. And in terms of your parents, they shared with you what's right and what wrong and what they expect from you when you grow up. Because they taught you that doing X means it's good and that means you're a good child, and doing Y means that you're a bad child, so to speak. And what ends up happening is we accept it because, as you know, when we are toddlers and young children and young teens, we don't have the capacity to rebel against it. And why would we rebel against that? We are taught certain things and we're rewarded for it, and other things we're punished for it. So we naturally just follow the carrot, so to speak, when we do good and we feel good. It feels nice to be able to obey mom and dad and their rule set and be rewarded for it. But then later on we grow up and we might realize as adults that those rule sets no longer apply. And they might not apply for many reasons. Maybe, well, our maturity level has changed and our environment has changed and our situation has changed and our, you know, who we marry to and our financial standing has changed, and suddenly what they expect from us or what they expected from us is no longer realistic. And that, by the way, the fact that we cannot fulfill every single one of our parents' expectations, that situation is way more common than a situation where we fulfill every single one of our parents' expectations. That is almost, I actually want to say, it's actually unheard of. It's unheard of where a child grows up with certain expectations and as an adult fulfills all these expectations. So I'm saying to you, Paul, that your situation is very, very common. The difference between healthy and unhealthy relationship between a parent and a child is that when a parent is mature enough, when the parent is the adult and is mature enough in conversation to be able to negotiate those expectations. So again, a parent had laid out a certain expectation with their children, and suddenly they realize that that is not realistic. And a mature parent, and that's also very rare, a mature parent will turn to their kids and go, listen, I know I expected X. I know X is no longer possible. I'd like to renegotiate X for the sake of our relationship. Now, if you have a parent that can do that, then naturally you'll dance the relationship out, you'll dance the expectations out, and you'll find a happy medium where you can fulfill their expectations and they still feel that they're being given back by you as a child. But as I said, in many cases, parents are not willing to negotiate. This is what I expect from you. And maybe it's because of their parents, maybe because of their generation, maybe because of their grandparents that have taught them that that is right and that is wrong, and that's non-negotiable. So in your case, and Paul, what I would do, as I would advise with anybody that's negotiating anything, is to be very, very specific in terms of what it means to fulfill expectations. Probably one of the most common phrases that I use in my practice when I talk about communication is, what do you mean? Because many people speak in generalities. So many people will go, just generally in life, I want to be happy. Okay, what does it mean? Okay, that means I want to have a good relationship. Okay, what does that mean? That means I want to have somebody that I can trust. Okay, but what does it mean? And once we boil it down to specifics, then we can start negotiating. So what I would advise, if you haven't done that already, is to turn to your parents or to the parent that's whose expectations you're not fulfilling and ask them, okay, this is what you asked for. Now, if it's not specific enough, make it specific and make it measurable. What do you mean? Now, if you have done it already, and it might have sounded like you have done it already, and you know specifics, now you negotiate that. And you hope that the parent or the other person on the other side of the table is willing to dance it up in a mature way and negotiate. Now, in your case, it doesn't sound like it, but I first would try being very specific. Now, if the person is not prepared to negotiate, they go, no, I expect X, and if you cannot do X, that is on you. What I would say then is I would advise you of the following. Sometimes in life, you have a choice between easy and easy. Either way, you're going to win. Or good and good, either way, you're going to gain. Sometimes in life, you have a choice between easy and hard, good and bad. And those are even easier choices to make because the contrast is so great, you just take the choice where it's just simple or where you'd gain. But sometimes, and as in the case when you're speaking to somebody that's non-negotiable, the choice that you have is between disgusting and awful. Either way, you're going to lose. And then I would ask you very humbly and very gently and very maturely to make a choice not where you would gain, but a choice of where you would lose less in the long run. Now, with a parent, it's difficult because they do have status. And, of course, mom carries a massive, massive credibility just in the title mom. Dad carries massive, massive status and credibility just in the title dad. And I know you say that this is a parent. I don't want to lose a relationship with a parent. And I get that, and I respect that, and I understand that. And therefore, the question that you have to ask yourself is, well, let me work my backside off to fulfill their expectations and at the cost of me, or let me give them what I can at the cost of the relationship. There's a cost either way. And I would ask you, where is there less of a cost in the long run? And that's the choice that you make.
What are you saying, Paul?
Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense, and I think that's why I'm stuck in this, I guess, cycle of going back and forth, because I've had multiple times where I would call it a discussion, and the last time we spoke, I asked him, I guess now I'm revealing which side of this coin is, what can I do to fix the relationship between myself and you in consideration to this matter? They don't come out with an answer. The reason why they don't come out with an answer, it's because as much as it's family related and the money that I sent home, there is an underlying issue where his life, personal life and financial life has spiraled out of control because of certain things that he's done outside of the house, like, for example, fathering kids outside the house. So those life issues of his have spiraled out of control, and I guess he needs financial support that I'm not going to – I've listened to the show today. I do work hard. I'm not going to work hard for my money and then give it away to things that don't serve my family.
So I hear you, and I want to tell you, you know, whenever you make these kind of choices, there has to be an element of sacrifice. And then what you have to then sacrifice is that quality relationship with your father. Of course, and what happens in a lot of relationships, and it sounds like in this case, is that your father's decisions in life, relationship decisions and obligations and financial strains, he, instead of taking responsibility and making the wrong right, he's leaning on you, obviously, to help him out and make his journey a little bit easier. But you're going, well, it's not for me because I need to look after my own needs and my own family and my own interest. And if you've chosen that, which I support, then you have to sacrifice the quality of the relationship. You can't have both. It's like you can't have your chocolate cake and lose weight. You just can't have both. As an adult, sometimes we have to pick a very difficult route in order to get the desired outcome. And if the desired outcome that you have chosen is, I need to look after my own interests and my own family, and I work hard for me and my inner circle, and I cannot make my dad's decisions right, or the mistakes that he's made right, I can't correct them for him, then that's a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is the quality of the relationship, and that's what you have to accept.
It is, that's the part that...
very difficult. Very difficult.
Me. Yeah, I'm a very naive person in a sense that I'm realistic, but I'm always hopeful, and my hope is, I was hoping that I was not going to hear that. I was going to hear that there is some way to find a middle point. I'm a believer of trying to find the middle point somewhere we can engage and have a bit of a relationship. The biggest struggle is, I know I would like to have a relationship with him, but I also know that I can't do what he expects because it's not rational.
Not possible, yeah.
Yeah.
And you accept that as an adult.
There are a couple of comments here that, and while, you know, I want Dr. Hanan to be the one that you remember and the things he says, but Lolontle says here, that sucks, Mpo. I heard a family member this weekend say that they're waiting for their kid to grow up and buy them a house. And I thought, so for the next 2 decades, you have no plan in your life. You're just going to wait for your kid to grow up. That's the kind of thing that that I think many people are going through in this country. Tembisa says, our parents don't care. Now, again, this is a generalization from Tembisa, but they're abusive. I treated my mother to a half pig when I took it to her. She asked, where are the groceries? You know, it's like this, there's almost this entitlement. It's like, well, that's what you have to do for me, you know? Snaye says, as the folks get old, sorry, Snaye says this, Tembisa, they're awful. My mom threw me out with my groceries for her last year. She asked me to take my groceries and leave, pushed me out of the door. At some point, I stopped caring too much. This is tough. This is very tough.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Sometimes these, as I said, like you got to sacrifice and you can't have it both. Listen, I always advise communicate, negotiate, compromise, talk about needs, be specific. But sometimes you realize that the party on the other side of the table isn't negotiable, and that's when you have to sacrifice, and that's okay. That's what being an adult is.
Paul, you sound like a very loyal person. A lot of the comments reflect that. Good luck. I think you know what you have to do. There's some tough choices ahead.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck. Nice to have you on.
Good luck.
And thanks for telling us what's going on in your life. And I hope we manage to have some, you know, Dr. Hanan's advice helps you. We'll speak to you soon. Mpo, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks very much. There's Mpo. Dr. Hanan, we'll check in with you next week.
Look forward to it. Nice to see you guys. See you next week.
As always, there's Dr. Hanan Bushkin, and we'll have him back for It's Gonna Be Okay. And it will. You know, whatever you're going through today, you may not have that problem in a week or two's time, but right now it's the only thing that's working in your head, and it can drive you crazy. So we want to help you. By the way, if you have an issue you'd like to have resolved, you want to join us live on the show for some free therapy, you can get in touch. Just contact@cliffcentral.com. is the email address. That's contact@cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.